News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
According to figures from An Garda Síochána's road policing unit, 140 people were arrested for drink or drug driving over the Easter holiday bank, the Easter bank holiday weekend, I should say. Martin Kenny, Sinn Féin TD, their spokesperson on transport and communications, joins us. Martin, your reaction to those figures?
Well, first of all, I think it's very disappointing that so many people are clearly using drugs and using alcohol and then getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. And that's reflected in the number of people that were caught over the weekend. It's also encouraging that the Gardaí are out and doing this work, because that's something we've been calling for a long time. One of the issues that we have here is that the level of enforcement of the road traffic regulations is not where it needs to be to make people safe on the roads. So many people are taking chances or taking risks or driving erratically and irresponsibly. And as we can see from that particular statistic, so many people are driving while drunk or under the influence of drugs. And it is causing mayhem. We have lost, I think, 58 people so far this year on our roads. Last year was the highest in almost a decade. You know, we really need to recognise that we have a serious problem here, and we have been calling on government to increase the level of road policing units to ensure that the Gardaí are out there to enforce the laws that we're having there at the moment. There's also, of course, a responsibility on people to act responsibly and to recognise, you know, that you just simply can't get into behind the wheel of a car whilst drunk, and that is fatal for so many people, and so many families are suffering the impact of that.
How is that message not sunk home at this stage, do you think?
Well, honest to God, I don't know. I just can't understand how it hasn't sunk home, because there isn't, I suppose, a parish in the country that hasn't somebody in that parish that has lost their life on the road, and many of them has lost their lives because of the influence of alcohol. And it just baffles me how people continue to do that. We also, of course, have issues with people using their mobile phone while driving. You know, I spoke to somebody recently, and they drive a van and they're always up high, and they say they see cars passing them and people driving with their knees on the steering wheel while texting. And, you know, it's just crazy that this sort of thing is going on. And yet people see every day and every night on the television screens where families are losing loved ones on the roads. And, you know, there is an element of personal responsibility, but there also is, of course, enforcement. And if the Gardaí are out there enforcing the laws and people are getting penalty points for speeding, people are caught whilst under the influence and all of that, it will have an effect, and it will mean that people will not take those risks. And that's, I think, what we primarily need to do. But there's also an element of education and publicity around this, that we need to see more publicity about the impact of road deaths and the terrible impact it has on communities and families.
Do you think people at the moment feel they're not going to get caught if they speed or if they drink drive?
That appears to be the situation, that people don't get caught. And, you know, we all come across it. We all are driving along the road, you know, and the next thing is somebody comes up behind you really fast, brakes hard, pulls out past three cars coming near a corner, takes risks. Those are the people that cause the road traffic collisions, and people continually drive in that erratic and irresponsible way.
Okay.
And we need to have firm measures in place to stop that from happening.
Just before you go on a totally different note, can you clarify, because there was a bit of a storm on social media about this over the weekend, a petition by Sinn Féin to allow people to elect the next Taoiseach instead of Fine Gael. Sorry, can you just clarify, is Sinn Féin suggesting we should have a kind of a presidential style election?
No, it's very clear what the petition. Well, first of all, we're a party in opposition, and all the opposition parties have called for an election.
Yeah, and they always do in these situations.
And we're 4 years of this government. If this government is confident of their record, they should be going to the people and having an election.
Okay.
And as part of that, we have called for an election, and that's what.
We know that. Are you going? Is this petition going further than that?
No, this petition is simply giving people the opportunity to voice their concern that this government is continuing in office in a situation where we've
in a fully democratic manner.
In a full and democratic. Look, we know it is quite legal for the government to do what they're doing. What we're saying is that it is not appropriate in the circumstances of the crisis that we have in our country, in the health service, in the crisis we have in the housing.
There's always a crisis.
Simon Harris does not represent change, and the people of this country are calling out for change.
Okay. All right. We will leave it there. Martin Kenny, Sinn Féin TD, spokesperson on transport and communication. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.